Today from the Ohio Newsroom, recommendations for reentry.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering an online Master of Science in Allied Health program that prepares graduates to transform healthcare through a lens of social justice. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Around 18,000 people were released from Ohio's prisons in 2022. When they return to Ohio's communities, many face obstacles in finding housing, employment, and health care. For the last year and a half, a state task force has been examining how to best help formerly incarcerated Ohioans re-enter. Stark County Judge Krissa Hartnett chaired the reentry task force, which recently released its final report. Hi, Krissa.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. So what are your top line findings? What do people leaving Ohio's prisons need to reintegrate into their communities and avoid reoffending?
First and foremost, we have to address if there's any treatment needs, if there's, you know, mental health issues or medications, or if there's substance use issues, and those things have to be addressed. And then, frankly, housing and jobs. Those are the most direct needs of an individual coming out. I mean, obviously, they're going to need a place to be and some way to make a living. So some of the focus on our task force was not only providing the individuals what they immediately need, but how do we then help the community help the individuals coming back?
Part of your work was also to analyze the efficacy of the state's 10 reentry courts. Those are specialized in connecting people leaving prison to resources. What did you find?
We only have 10 dockets actively, you know, going on in our state. And we have, you know, all of these counties out there that are not engaged, you know, in reentry. We did some surveying and actually learned that there are counties that don't even use judicial release, which is the vehicle that gets people out early. And I think a lot of that is tied into the stigma. And so one of our recommendations is to try to get the education out to the judicial community about the benefits of judicial release, to the community as a whole, about the stigma of prison, that it doesn't necessarily have to brand someone for life, and to use both of those things to help the people coming back and make our community stronger too.
In addition to expanding reentry courts across the state, your report also encourages legislative action, including making it easier to clear records for some eligible individuals. Tell me about how this expungement of certain criminal records could alleviate barriers for those trying to reenter.
What happens is you might have a person who is literally checking all the boxes in their reintegration and everything is going great. And then they go for job interviews and then they do a background check. And then they say, oh, just kidding. We can't hire you because of that. And the rug is being pulled out. And suddenly this sort of house of cards that they're building because, you know, their housing was dependent upon having this income. And then now they don't have a job and now they're worried about everything. It can really be devastating. So things as simple as having more partner employers who are saying, look, you know, expand the types of prior offenses you're willing to take. That's one way of helping the problem. But the other avenue then is through the legislation of making the sealing and expungement process happen quicker, more streamlined, and more broadly.
That's Judge Krissa Hartnett, Chair of Ohio's Reentry Task Force. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Of course. I appreciate you having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.